Please, Governor Newsom, empty the detention centers before COVID-19 turns them into death camps. Hey!
Human rights activists staged protests both outside Governor Gavin Newsom's house and the state capitol on Sunday to demand Newsom empty California's immigrant detention facilities and release detainees during the coronavirus crisis. The activists say immigrants are being imprisoned in dangerously close quarters with little access to hand sanitizer or soap. Detainees have been routinely denied medical care even before the crisis. A group called Never Again Action organized Sunday's protest. It's a nationwide group of American Jews and allies who campaign for abolishing ICE, halting deportations, and stopping human rights abuses at detention centers. Sam Tunick is one of the organizers of Sunday's protest.
My grandmother is a Holocaust survivor, was a Holocaust survivor. We know that Anne Frank didn't die in the gas chambers, but rather she died of a communicable disease in the crowded and dirty conditions of a detention center. And we don't want to see history repeated. We are doing what we wish that bystanders and enablers during the Holocaust had done for our ancestors. People could have saved 6 million and more lives if they had taken action. And we are demanding that Governor Newsom use his powers and influence in this state of emergency to empty the ICE detention centers and release the immigrants being detained there.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
If we don't get it,
shut it down!
Sunday's demonstrators risked legal consequences by leaving their homes to protest during California's shelter-in-place order. But they observed social distancing rules during the action. They wore masks and gloves. They protested from within their cars. They also used megaphones and hung a long banner between their vehicles, lining up outside the governor's home in Fair Oaks, a suburb of Sacramento, early on Sunday morning.
Governor Newsom, we are calling on you to respond to the thousands of doctors, lawyers, and community groups who have asked you, who are begging you to do the right thing, to stand on the right side of history and prevent thousands of deaths from happening in your state by emptying the detention centers, giving these immigrants who are currently in custody, seeking asylum, safety to return to their homes, to their families, and prevent the spread of this terrible, lethal disease.
Governor Newsom did not come outside and acknowledge the protesters, who also demonstrated outside the state capitol. Monica Ramos is a nurse in Santa Clara County at a 100-bed facility where at least one patient has already died from COVID-19. She drove over 2 hours to join the protest.
This virus is lethal, and it can spread really easily, especially when you have so many people in such close proximity. They're not provided with adequate medical care to begin with, and now in the midst of this virus, it's going to be worse. Right now, being in jail for these people, it could be a death sentence. And Governor Newsom needs to act now, and he needs to protect this population because it's going to be on him if they end up sick and dead.
The activists say California law gives Newsom the power to empty California's detention centers.
California Government Code Section 8658 reads, "In any case in which an emergency endangering the lives of inmates of a state, county, or city penal or correctional institution has occurred or is imminent."
State code gives the governor the power in an emergency to relocate or release detainees in state, city, or county institutions without assuming legal liability. But it's disputed whether he has the legal authority to release detainees from privately run federal detention facilities in Adelanto, Bakersfield, and San Diego. Governor Newsom signed AB 32 into law in 2019. It bars new contracts with private prison operators and will prohibit these private detention facilities from operating in the state by 2028. But ICE quickly signed new federal contracts which violate this law, and private prison corporation GEO Group has sued to stop it. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Never Again Action staged a simultaneous protest on Sunday, with nearly 100 cars lining up outside the Hudson County Correctional Facility, where there are 2 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The New Jersey facility is now on quarantine lockdown for 14 days. Never Again Action is calling on New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy to release all of the migrants detained there. For KPFA News in Sacramento, I'm Ariel Boone.